Well, Dan Weingarten from the State Transportation Department is with us. Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for talking with us on your day off.
You're welcome. Happy President's Day.
Yeah, happy President's Day. I think it's important, though, that we let people know what's going to be happening Tuesday night on M35. It's a pretty heavily traveled route and maybe slow going. So tell us what's going on, Dan.
So some contractors are moving a large load to the Tilden Mine up from the Escanaba area. It's components for one of the large mining trucks. And the rig has to move slowly, and that'll be starting at 10 o'clock Tuesday night, and they are expected to finish by 5 a.m. And they're doing that later in the evening and then into the overnight hours in order to minimize impacts on traffic. But if you do run into this move, traffic will be temporarily stopped behind it as it moves forward. It'll be pulling over from time to time, and the Michigan State Police, who will be escorting it, will then, you know, allow traffic that's gotten backed up to move around. They'll be traveling at very low speeds, and they'll start out on Delta County roads and make their way up to M35, then north on M35, up to 553, and then they'll continue on Marquette County Road 480, then get back onto M35 and make their way out to the mine. So if at all possible, we advise folks to just steer clear of that area in the overnight hours on Tuesday if they can, and if not, just be prepared that there may be some delays.
Well, you can take 41, right, up through Rapid
Absolutely.
River up to Marquette, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Good alternate route.
Right. And then quickly, there's a change starting this week on the Portage Lift Bridge as far as the sidewalk goes.
Yeah. We've got ongoing work on the elevators that allow workers to get up to the towers where the machine rooms and the motors for lifting the bridge are. Those were the original elevators. They're being replaced. The sidewalk on the northbound side of the bridge has to be closed while that work happens because there are large objects being lifted, and it's not safe. So we've got a posted detour. You can still use the southbound lanes or the southbound side of the bridge for pedestrian traffic there. And that's going to be about a two-week closure.